If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
CBS Mornings. I'm Vladimir Jutip.
I'm Michelle Miller.
And I'm Dana Jacobson.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
We begin in Georgia, where three men face a possible sentence of life in prison without parole for killing Ahmaud Arbery. Yesterday, a jury found Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant guilty of murder in last year's shooting of the 25-year-old as he jogged through a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia. Civil rights leaders from across the country were on hand for the verdict, along with Arbery's family. His relatives had fought for months to get justice after a prosecutor initially declined to charge the defendants. Omar Villafranca is outside the courthouse. Omar, you've been following this case from the very beginning. What's the reaction there?
Well, good morning. The jury was made up of one black person. The rest were white. And they deliberated for more than 11 hours and ultimately decided that the three white men charged with murder were guilty.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty.
Ahmaud Arbery's father couldn't hold back as Judge Timothy Walmsley read Wednesday's verdict.
I'm going to ask that whoever just made an outburst be removed from the court, please.
In total, Travis and Gregory McMichael and William Roddy Bryan were found guilty on 23 counts. Travis McMichael was found guilty on all of his charges. As he left court, red-faced, he mouthed, "Love you," to his mother. The defendants were found guilty of murdering Arbery in February 2020 while Arbery was out for a jog in a southern Georgia neighborhood. The defense argued the defendants thought Arbery was a burglar and attempted to make a citizen's arrest. Travis McMichael fired his shotgun three times. The 25-year-old Arbery was unarmed. A cell phone video of the killing, taken by Bryan, revealed the incident, igniting nationwide protests. Prosecutor Linda Dunikoski says she had confidence in the jury.
You finished with your final rebuttal of the closing arguments. What are you thinking now that the jury has the case and they're going back to deliberate?
I thought, I'm done. They've got it. They're smart. They paid really close attention. They took a lot of notes. They're going to get this. They're going to do the right thing.
This is a very difficult day for Travis McMichael and Greg McMichael. These are two men who honestly believe that what they were doing was the right thing to do.
Attorney Jason Sheffield represents Travis McMichael.
That is a very disappointing and sad verdict. But we also recognize that this is a day of celebration for the Arbery family. We understand that they feel they have gotten justice today. We respect that. We honor that.
Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, sat in court throughout the trial. On Wednesday, she walked out of the building to cheers.
I never thought this day would come, but God is good. He will now rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Amen.
The defense attorneys say they plan to appeal. A sentencing date has not been set, but the minimum penalty for murder is life in prison. And after serving 30 years, then a judge will decide if they are eligible for parole. Michelle?
All right, Omar, thank you. In our next half hour, we'll speak with Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, to get more reaction to the guilty verdicts and what they mean for her son's legacy.
The guilty verdict provoked strong reactions from both President Biden and Vice President Harris. Nancy Cordes is in Nantucket this morning, where President Biden is spending the Thanksgiving holiday. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Dana. You know, President Biden never made any secret of his thoughts about this case. Early on, he said that Arbery had been gunned down in cold blood. Now he's praising the verdict, even as he expresses regret that Arbery is not alive today to celebrate Thanksgiving with his family. Beyond that, the president said, while the guilty verdicts reflect our justice system doing its job, that alone is not enough. Instead, we must recommit ourselves, he said, to building a future of unity and shared strength where no one fears violence because of the color of their skin. Vice President Kamala Harris, the nation's first black vice president and the former California attorney general, she weighed in as well. She called out the defense lawyers, one of whom, at one point you'll recall, complained about the number of black ministers in the courtroom. She said, quote, the defense counsel chose to set a tone that cast the attendance of ministers at the trial as intimidation and dehumanized a young black man with racist tropes. The jury arrived at its verdicts despite these tactics. Now, in addition to the guilty verdicts yesterday, these three men are also facing federal hate crime charges. They're accused of targeting Arbery specifically because of his race. And those cases are expected to be heard in federal court in February. Vlad?
All right, Nancy Cordes with the president in Nantucket. Thank you, Nancy. An investigation is underway this morning after at least 27 migrants died when their small boat capsized in the English Channel. It happened yesterday off the coast of France. As MTS Taieb shows us, the group was traveling from France to the UK, which is a very dangerous journey of just 21 miles.
Only the most desperate would be willing to make this journey as French police look on. Men, women, and children boarding inflatable dinghies to cross the English Channel before the bitterness of winter sets in. 27 people lost their lives making such an attempt, including five women and a little girl. French lifeboat rescuer Charles Devos said, there were bodies floating in the water. It was very shocking to see. We recovered six people, all dead. It was the single biggest loss of migrant life in what is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes since records began in 2014. Politicians on both sides of the channel say people smugglers are to blame.
Now is the time for us all to step up, to work together, to do everything we can to break these gangs who are literally getting away with murder.
But migrant rights groups say it's the French and British governments who helped create this crisis. France for the brutal conditions in its migrant camps, and Britain for the lack of legal routes for asylum to the UK, pushing the most vulnerable into risking it all.
Now, five suspected traffickers were arrested overnight, but until Britain and France can come up with meaningful solutions to this crisis, more will likely lose their lives. Dana.
MTS Taieb in London, thank you. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be in full swing this morning after it was scaled back last year due to the pandemic. The New York City Police Department is ramping up security to protect spectators and marchers. This comes after six people were killed by a driver who plowed through a Christmas Day parade in Wisconsin. Elise Preston is along the parade route in Manhattan. Elise, good morning.
Good morning, Dana. Now, these festive floats will take off in just a bit. They'll pass 360,000 pounds of concrete barriers along the way. Just one of many steps being taken to ensure safety.
You guys are good. Close it up.
The balloons are ready to take flight as spectators flock back to the streets of New York City to watch the 95th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And with returning crowds will come increased security.
This parade typically has 2 to 3 million people that align the 47-block parade route. That's what makes this such a giant security concern.
James Galliano is a CBS News security and law enforcement analyst.
What kind of preparations go into making sure that this stays safe for the families here and for people watching at home?
So we look at this from three perspectives: deterrence, intelligence, and response.
Among the deterrents will be officers on rooftops and thousands patrolling on foot, including counterterrorism teams.
You're going to see hundreds of cement blocks, sand trucks, blocker vehicles. You'll see our explosive detection canines.
Dozens of streets near the parade have been closed and 300 extra cameras deployed along the route. Law enforcement is on high alert after an SUV drove through a crowd at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin earlier this week. But Galliano says he suspects, with so much security, this event will be one of the safest places to be.
We're looking at the balloons.
Isabel Kim and her mom Julie watched the balloons get inflated Wednesday afternoon.
As her mom, how does that feel to be able to share this moment with your daughter?
Oh, it's great. It feels a lot more like the holidays here.
Julie told us she's always concerned about safety at big events, but they plan to attend the parade anyway.
As a country, we need to come together and demonstrate, you know, a holiday spirit and that everybody can be together and be safe.
And New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio said yesterday there is no known credible threat. As for COVID, vaccination requirements are not allowed along this parade route, but the city is asking everyone to wear a mask. Michelle?
They certainly are. Well, Elise, thank you so much. John Elliott, meteorologist of our New York station, WCBS-TV, is tracking your Thanksgiving weather and a storm for the drive home this weekend. John, is it that bad?
Yeah, Sunday, yes, but so many blessings to count today. No issues with the wind for the parade, but we are concerned about some wind concerns in Southern California. It's going to be a busy day for firefighters. The Riverside Fire jumped the containment line last night, so we have red flag fire warnings, could see 70-mile-an-hour gusts, and that means be fire safe. If you're deep frying the turkey, please keep an eye out for any additional fires. Want to show you some rain stretching from parts of Arkansas down into the Gulf. Want to put the computer models to work to show you what we could see for shopping tomorrow and then on Sunday. So early showers for Friday. But this little clipper system is going to bring in some cool air. So we're concerned about the possibility of some snow. We're right on the line there. So again, Boston down through New York into Philadelphia could be a little bit messy. And that, again, is for the trip home. So just make sure you're, I know you've got a lot of gravy to get down, but leave a little time for the forecast because it could be a little slow as you head home on Sunday. Right now, though, I'll head it back to the desk. And the victor of Vest, Vlad.
Woo! There, John, looking good. That's trying to you. Bite my style there, my man.
Those socks are all that.
Looks good. Looks good. Hanging in there. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Same to you.
All right. More than 53 million Americans are expected to be traveling for Thanksgiving, but there are concerns holiday gatherings could make the pandemic worse. Hospitalizations are already ticking up again, and a new consensus forecast from the CDC predicts an acceleration in hospital admissions in the next few weeks. ER Dr. Megan Ranney joins us now from Providence, Rhode Island, to talk about how we can all stay safe. Dr. Ranney, welcome and happy Thanksgiving. Good to see you again. So let's talk about your advice for people gathering today, especially if there are some folks who are not vaccinated.
So thank you, Vlad, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you as well. There are really two things you can do to keep yourself safe. The first is to reduce the risk that anybody at your gathering is infectious and doesn't know it. And the second is to reduce the risk of spread if somebody does somehow slip through those defenses that you have to keep everyone safe. For the first part, the best thing is vaccination and boosters if eligible, but it's a little late today if you're not vaccinated already. So what I'm recommending to all families, including my own, is that you buy those rapid antigen tests at the drugstore. They take about 15 minutes to get results, really easy directions, and they provide an added layer of security that no one who's showing up at your gathering is actively infectious. For the second part, which is reducing the risk. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Vlad.
No, go ahead, Dr. Ranney. Sorry.
I was going to say the second thing is if to reduce the risk of spread, you can obviously wear masks, but that's awfully tough with turkey and stuffing. So instead, you can open windows or even consider taking the gathering outside.
So that's the advice for folks that are gathering for Thanksgiving. What concerns you most, though, in the weeks and months ahead?
So I'm definitely worried about these gatherings being a source of spread of the virus. We know there are already surges across the Northeast and the North. And as an ER doc, I can tell you our hospitals are already overwhelmed with all of the sickness, all of the demand that got pent up during COVID. You know, my own state, our director of our Department of Health asked folks to avoid the emergency department if possible. The state just above me, Massachusetts, has canceled many elective surgeries. Even a small surge in COVID right now is going to put our hospitals absolutely over the edge.
Dr. Manning, less than 20% of Americans who are eligible for booster shots have received them. I've seen some doctors suggesting a population of unvaccinated and vaccinated folks could mean a mutation in the virus and another variant in the spring. Does that concern you?
It absolutely does. As long as we have these big pockets of unvaccinated people, it serves as a perfect petri dish for mutations. The one positive, depending on how you look at it, is that this Delta variant spreads so easily. It is crowding out any other mutations right now, but there's certainly the chance for something worse. And our best protection against that is vaccinating not just the U.S., but also the rest of the globe.
Dr. Megan Ranney, always good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to CBS Mornings on the go ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.